Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Texas border law on hold.
Immigration enforcement is a federal and not a state matter.
Americans desperate to flee Haiti.
People killing, raping, burning your house.
Royals snooping.
An attempted data breach involving the Princess of Wales.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The on-again, off-again Texas border law is off again. A federal appeals court blocked it hours after a divided U.S. Supreme Court let it take effect to expand local law enforcement power while the legal battle plays out. Governor Greg Abbott expects the law, known as SB 4, to survive in the long run.
There are six votes on the Supreme Court that say it's okay for Texas to go ahead and begin enforcing the law. So that's a very consequential step that's been taken. It's not conclusive, but it's consequential for now.
Here's CBS's Jan Crawford.
There have been a record 2.4 million migrants apprehended at the border in just the past fiscal year.
We're not immigration officers.
But SB 4 raises questions about how Texas state police would enforce it.
We have to get trained to make sure that we are following the rule of the law.
Meanwhile, government officials in Mexico said they will not accept, under any circumstances, people deported by the state of Texas.
SB 4 is just another example of what we have seen from the governor of Texas attempting to politicize what's happening at the border.
While migrant advocates say beyond the politics, SB 4 creates distrust rather than security.
When people in the local community are afraid that they can't call the police because the police might engage in immigration enforcement, they simply won't call the police.
Former President Trump's endorsed candidates have won two high-profile Republican primaries in Ohio. Businessman Bernie Moreno topped two others in a U.S. Senate battle.
I want to thank President Trump for all he did for me, for this campaign, for his unwavering support, for his love of this country. Because I don't think I've ever seen somebody who loves this country the way he does.
He'll face Democratic incumbent Sherrod Brown in the fall. Derek Marin, backed by Trump, won a GOP race to take on Democratic Representative Marcy Kaptur. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is in Arizona, where President Biden is stumping for Latino support.
In Phoenix last night, President Biden launched a new campaign to court Latino voters like Paulina Flores, a registered Democrat.
In 2020, I voted for Biden.
Steve Macias, a registered Republican.
In 2020, I voted for Trump.
And Raquel Glodin, a registered independent.
I voted for Donald Trump.
This time around, all three are undecided. Macias says immigration is the most important issue, but he says Biden has failed to find a solution to deal with migrants.
They want stability, they want a job, they want to send money home. If we could put a system in place that allows that and it's mutually beneficial, it's a win-win. But no one wants to seem to do it.
For Flores, a mother of four daughters, women's reproductive freedoms are driving her vote.
What happens if it's rape? What happens if your baby dies in your belly? It's scary.
Then there's the economy.
Do you think the economy was better under Trump?
I do.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say so.
And yesterday, former President Trump suggested in an interview that he would support a national ban on abortions at around 15 weeks of pregnancy. The State Department says it's exploring several options to help more Americans get out of Haiti, where gang violence has escalated. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez says many people are facing uncertainty and confusion.
82-year-old U.S. passport holder Gregoire Leconte was one of hundreds trying to flee Haiti with no flight to leave on.
The situation is very bad in Haiti.
We also talked with a woman who asked us not to identify her and expressed fear for the friends and family she could soon leave behind.
The thing is, people go inside your house, killing, raping, all those things, burning your house.
As many waited for an opportunity to get out, a missionary flight from Fort Pierce, Florida, carried roughly 5,300 pounds of critical cargo into Cap Haitien, including basic food items like ramen noodles and baby formula, ultimately bringing 14 people back to Florida.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
There's more to the story this morning of Princess Kate's medical procedure in January.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. The Daily Mirror tabloid reports at least one member of staff was caught trying to access the princess's medical notes at the hospital where she underwent abdominal surgery in January. Britain's data watchdog has been notified, and the hospital itself has launched an internal investigation.
A court in Scotland has sentenced an American pilot for Delta Airlines to 10 months in jail. Lawrence Russell was pulled from a June flight to New York City. He was found with a half-empty bottle of Jägermeister in his luggage and had a blood alcohol level more than two times the limit. A county police department in suburban Richmond, Virginia, says it will no longer respond to some calls about minor offenses such as shoplifting, panhandling, and noise complaints. William Pelfrey at Virginia Commonwealth University says it's a simple matter of manpower.
Police departments all over the United States are experiencing huge deficits in the number of sworn officers.
Alabama lawmakers have given final approval to a bill that restricts diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at universities and state agencies. Another outlaws paid assistance with absentee ballot applications. The Biden administration is expected to announce new auto emission standards that relax proposed tailpipe limits for 3 years, but eventually reach the same strict standards set out by the EPA.
The new rules are expected to push car makers toward electric vehicles, but over a longer period than originally proposed. That's just common sense, says Sam Fiorani of Auto Forecast Solutions.
The market isn't ready to accept this level of EVs in this shorter period of time.
Car buyers are expected to see a lot more in the way of hybrid vehicles. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has an eye on Federal Reserve policymakers who wrap up a two-day meeting today.
Recent inflation has come in a bit hotter than the Fed would like. Until inflation moves closer to the Fed's 2% target, they're not likely to start cutting interest rates.
The retailer Best Buy says it's closing up to 15 stores around the country by 2025. Some layoffs, too, because of declining sales.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
They're happy in Scandinavia. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez on a new analysis.
For the seventh year in a row, Finland tops the UN's list of happiest countries. Jan Emanuel Denev with the World Happiness Report.
Wealth is one thing, but then there's also a healthy life expectancy, which is also very high in Scandinavian countries, whereas in other wealthy countries like the United States, life expectancy is actually going down for certain segments.
For the first time, the U.S. is not in the top 20. Americans under 30, under the least happy age group.
The U.S. is 23rd. Denmark, Iceland, and Sweden round out the top four. The New York Times reports the American publisher of a study that claimed an archaeological site in Indonesia may be the world's oldest pyramid now says it's been retracted. The report last October said the site may have been sculpted by humans up to 27,000 years ago. Critics say it incorrectly used soil samples to come up with that, not artifacts. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.